My name is Ann-Britt Enoksson and I work at Karlstad University in Sweden. My research interest is children and the internet from different aspects. And the paper is based on a big study on children's social life in communities. This particular paper reports on the asynchronous communication in children's guest books in the large community Lunarstorm in Sweden. Lunarstorm is very large, and about 80% of Swedish teenagers belong to Lunarstorm, which means that everybody is there. And in the guest book, which I present here, somebody else writes the contributions, so it's not the user, him or herself. But I was following a group of 15 young persons in a small village in Sweden, and the 15 persons were all Lunar users in this village. And they wrote contributions to each other's guest books. And there were also old friends and siblings writing in the guest books. So it was very clear that the communication was among people they knew. Sometimes somebody unknown had written and they could get the answer, why do you write in my guest book? So this was not too interesting for this age group. I followed them during a winter and I collected guest book contributions from some periods during this winter, and in total it was less than 1,000 contributions, which I've analyzed, trying to find out what do they write to each other, what do they use this communication channel for, because the guest books in Lunarstorm is the main communication channel for this age group. And what I found was that about 90% of the contributions were social chat. And about 40% in this 90% were like neutral messages. What are you doing? Do we meet there and there and so? But there were also kind messages, about 40%. More than 40% were kind messages. Like, I like you, or in addition to, do we meet somewhere, and I like you, and so. And a very small part, just a few percent, were angry messages, and so. The rest, which was not included in this 90%, were chain letters, or messages that was totally impossible to understand for me as a researcher. So I put them in a special category. My conclusions were that this communication was very important, and the group you belong to, the social life you have, continues and develops online in the afternoon when you do not meet at school anymore. And this is also what the children say in interviews.